From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting today, the civilian administrator in charge of Iraq says he wants Iraqis to take a greater role in their own security and gradually replace U.S. forces there. Ambassador Paul Bremer spoke after a week of car bombings.
We will accelerate the turnover of responsibility and authority to Iraqis. It is important that they take a central role in their own defense. This is, after all, their country. It is their future.
A small Iraqi security force is already at work. NPR's Jackie Lydon went on patrol with the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps north of Baghdad.
The U.S. Army's 29th Field Battalion is hunkered in an old Iraqi army base outside the verdant town of Dulawaiya. They get shot at nearly every day. This base is only an hour from Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, and Dulawaiya is home to hundreds of high-ranking military and intelligence officers from the former regime. So Lieutenant Brian Kaplan faced a real challenge when he was asked to recruit locals into the new Iraqi Civil Defense Corps.
This is a large Arab, community, and there's still that resistance against the U.S. forces.
But some came.
Originally, I'm sure they told you before, we only had six people. The rest of them quit, and one of the major reasons was because of this uniform right here, which is the old Iraqi military uniform.
In Dulawaiya, U.S. commanders have now recruited a total of 97 men for Iraq's Civil Defense Corps, known as the ICDC. They still wear neatly pressed Iraqi army khakis, a uniform they have to pay for themselves, but now they don bright blue baseball caps as well. Their main job here is to patrol the schools, hospital, police station, and secure other vulnerable sites. They get just 7 days of weapons training and classes on human rights, and are paid from $100 to $200 a month. First Sergeant Adnan Kitan is a former member of the Iraqi Army. He was a non-commissioned officer.
In every occupied country, there must be a resistance and opposition against the occupiers. But when we volunteered in the ICDCs, we went to secure our neighborhood and to make our families live a happy life, because we must cooperate with them.
The ICDC rolls out of their base in a white pickup truck. Coward, a young boy hisses at them on the street. Others accuse them of being collaborators. In Dulawaiya, slogans like "Americans, welcome to hell" are painted over on the walls. Yet many people would rather see these Iraqi militiamen in their blue baseball caps, shotguns on their shoulders, than the Americans in their tanks. Shukar Hossein Al-Jaburi runs the local gas station.
We are getting benefit of their services. They are very useful, organizing the people. Well, we were obliged previously to sleep at the station. Now I'm sleeping at my home safely, and they keep watching the station.
There's a common sentiment across Iraq that it's better to rule yourself than be ruled by other people. So these men may be able to do something the American soldiers can't: connect one-on-one with their neighbors and earn the trust of the local people. For the Iraqis in the ICDC, it's a chance to help rebuild and protect their communities. Lieutenant Faisal Majid Hamid.
I think we are doing our best. So when time passes, people will start to love us, and will notice that we are working for them, not for our sake or for money or for anything else.
After Ramadan, the Muslim holy month, which ends in late November, U.S. commanders expect to recruit 200 more members of the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps in Dulawaiya alone, and they hope to have a National Guard of 14,000 in place by the spring in Iraq. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Dulawaiya, Iraq.